Thank you everyone for coming tonight. This morning I actually told someone to half the bakery order because I didn't anticipate many people here this evening. But the mayor said the public schools could be open, so I guess we should be no worse. What I'd like to talk about today is the Gemara back on Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, which is a famous Gemara and which has a significant halachic ramification. The Gemara there tells the story of Korah, David, Shishan. David HaMelech, although he knew he wouldn't build the Beis HaMikdash, set out to dig the foundation, and he pulled the plug, so to speak, in digging the foundation, pulled out a stone that plugged the Mayanes HaTahayim, and for whatever physically it means, the waters of the Tahayim were endangering the whole Bria, was coming up and endangering the world. So the Gemara says that David has to shaila, ma'u l'michtav shem ha'chaspa. He knew the way to stop these waters was to write shem Hashem on a piece of clay and throw it into the water, and that would somehow cause the water to stop. And his shaila was, is that permitted? There's an issur d'oraisa to erase HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. And Achitofel paskin that it's mutter kavachaymer. Ma'adach, we erase Hashem's name. By a saita, certainly we can erase Hashem's name to save the world. And that's what the Gemara says. Now when this comes up, is in a significant machlokes in the Paiskim regarding gram mechikas Hashem. Whether a person is allowed to cause indirectly the erasing of Hashem's name or svarim or dvarim shebektusha, loisasun keng l'Hashem alakechem. This is the raisa. Is a pasuk loisasun keng l'Hashem alakechem. He's supposed to destroy avodah zarah. Ibadetem Hashemam, loisasun keng. You're not allowed to do that way to Hashem. What about grama? Is grama mutter? Now, before I present the poskim, I want to point out to you that when you have Sheamus and you put it into the garbage, you're not destroying it. If you put Sheamus in a bag, and you, what do you do with it? You put it on the curb, and you put it down. You're not destroying it at all. You're putting it in a place where you know the goyim are going to come and pick it up and throw it into a garbage truck and destroy it. There's no ibud shmam or ibud shem or ibud dvarim shebekdusha biyadayim. It's indirect. It's a most agrama. One could argue it's a mir lakum, which might be less, but it's not biyadayim. It's a question of grama, and therefore this discussion of gram mechikas Hashem is brought in the discussion of Sheamus, which I want to get to at the end. Is gram mechikas Hashem mutter or not mutter? So there are two fundamental tshuvas on it. One is Davni Nezer, and one is the Noda B'Yehuda. They both say that there are two Gemaras in Shas that seem to contradict each other. The Noda B'Yehuda brings two Gemaras. He doesn't bring our Gemara. He brings the Gemara Megillah Chavav. It says that when a person buries a Sheamus, he has to put it in a container that will preserve it. When you bury Sheamus, you have to wrap it in klicheres. Today we wrap it in plastic, which actually doesn't decay in the ground. And it's otherwise it would be aser just to throw. The Gemara says Sheamus says Sifrei Torah. To put Sifrei Torah in the ground and not to wrap it is also, you have to wrap it. So that's mashma, that gram mechika is also. On the other hand, there's another Gemara in Shabbos, Kufchaf. It talks about someone who has God's name written on his skin. Not a tattoo, but with ink. Hashem's name is written on his skin. The shaila is, could he be tovel in a mikveh or take a bath? And he's not going to rub out the Shem Hashem, that's no question. But he's putting it into water, and the water will erase the Shem Hashem. It's not the first bath, and the second bath, eventually it's going to erase the Shem Hashem. So there, the Gemara says, it's mutter. The Gemara says, Laisasun keim Hashem alakechem, asiyahu da'asad rama mutter. So, effectively, you know, we have two Gemaras. By burying a svarim, it says, seems to say, gram is aser, you have to wrap it. And by taking a bath, it seems to say that gram, it says, beferish, gram is mutter. It's a stira two sugyas. So on that, the Nagib Yehuda says, it's taka stira, it's a machlaikis. Shulchan Aruch brings the Sheamus Gemara, that you bury Sheamus wrapped in Klicheres. Shulchan Aruch does not bring that if you have the Shem Hashem on your skin and your toivel, that's permitted. So it seems it's a machlaikis to a sugyas, we pass in Lachorah. Maybe it doesn't make that chilek. Apparently, it's not mitzvah d'oraisa, so it doesn't come into play. So this is the Nida Yehuda. The Avnei Nezer also asks the stira to Gemaras. He doesn't talk about the Sheamus Gemara, but he brings our Gemara. Our Gemara seems to say writing God's name on a chaspa, throwing it into water is awesome. The only time Rechi Teufel said it's mutter is he had this chiddush or kal v'chayim. Our Gemara is saying if you write the Shem Hashem on a chaspa, you throw it into water, that's awesome. It's only mutter here for the cheshbon. Now that's really a direct contradiction to Masechtas Shabbos. When a person has a Shem Hashem on the skin and he goes into water, and there it says it's mutter. You can go into water. It's mutter because ground is mutter. That's worse or better? Okay, we're going to see person say it might be better. But you say maybe if it's written to be destroyed, maybe it's worse. Okay. Well, what he says, what Avnei Nezer says, this is a pretty pashtus. It's exactly the same case. You're putting God's name in water; it's getting erased. Our Gemara says it's aser, and the Bath Gemara, so the Tefillah Gemara, says that it's mutter. So he answers that the difference between them, the Avnei Nezer doesn't bring the Nida Yehuda, and he says that throwing a name a chaspa into water, that's not gram. That's a maisa. If you take Hashem's name on a piece of clay, throw it into water, that's a maisa biyadaya. That's why it's aser. See, contrary to Nabi Yehuda, who paskin gram is aser, he says, no, gram is mutter. And the only reason you now throw the chaspa into the water is that that's a maisa. I watch there. If so, why isn't the case of a bath also a maisa? You're also putting it in water. So he brings from Rashi there, the Rashi says it's the shetef hamayim. See, when you throw chaspa in water, you're not pulling it out. It's staying there. It's going to get erased. If it won't get erased in a day, it'll get erased in 2 days. When you take a bath and you're titling, it's not necessarily going to get erased. You're putting it in the water for 20 minutes or for 5 minutes or for 2 minutes. But he brings from Rashi that the shetef hamayim, the splashing of the water, is what causes it to be erased. So he says that over there, it's a gram. You're putting it in a place where splashes are going to come later and going to erase it. So that's a gram. Throwing it into water where the water itself is going to erase it, that's a maisa, and that's what's awesome. So that we have now machlokes. Nagib Yehuda says gram is aser. The Avnei Nezer says that a gram is mutter. Just he says that in our case of David and Achi Teufel, it was a maisa biyadayim. Now Yavai Hatshuva Hashlishes Yachriya Beinayim. This is in Reb Chaim Moser with Achi Ezer. It's actually not his own tshuva. It's a tshuva from his father-in-law. You're not going to believe what he says to answer the stira. This is what he says. He's going on the Nida Yehuda stira. Okay? The Nida Yehuda asked that, again, everyone talks about tivling. Tivling, it says, gram is mutter. He asks from the Svarim that you bury, that their gram is also, you have to protect it, otherwise it's also. So listen to the chilek he says. He makes the chilek between Svarim and the Shem Hashem. Now what would you think is worse, Svarim or the Shem Hashem?
Shem Hashem should be worse. So that's why I said you're not going to believe this. He says the following. He says to erase Svarim through a grama, that's awesome. That's awesome. To erase Hashem Hashem through grama, that's mutter. Based on what? Where does he get it from? So he says the following. It says in Shabbos, when you have a fire, it says that you're allowed to be matzil, you're allowed to be matzil svarim. Listen to what he says. Ladaiti. Him shnei yanim nifradim. Svarim shematzilim and neadlika. On Shabbos, you're allowed to save svarim from a fire. The mitzvika batzalosan ech yala ladas lahati la'abdanai de grama. If you're allowed to be over at the Rabbanon on Shabbos to save it from a fire, how could it be you're allowed to be goyim their destruction? So if a gram of svarim is zicha aser, but it says rak b'shem yichidi. If you just have God's name, isa b'shabbos abrochis v'kameim ematzilim neadlika. Says a sefer is more than God's name. A sefer you're allowed to save by a fire. Hashem's name that's not in a sefer, that's in a kameya, is you don't save. So he says svarim are mochamer. Gram mechika of svarim, that's aser. Gram mechika of a shem Hashem is mochuladik, and therefore it's mutter in the case of the bath that Avnei Nezer. Obviously, we have a problem from our Gemara. Our Gemara, Dovah was throwing in a chaspa with a Shem Hashem. It wasn't svarim. And he doesn't talk about it. He didn't see the Avnei Nezer. He only saw that at the night of Yehuda. And he's saying, a Shem Hashem, gram is mutter. So it seems to be a problem with the case, unless they'll hold, like Avnei Nezer, that that's called a Maisa B'Yadayim. So our case by David is different. That's a possibility. But anyway, bottom line, we have the Noyim Yehudu, Paschal's Gram is also, says the Machlokes HaSugyos. Avnei Nezer says Gram is Mutter, and says that throwing it into water is worse. And Achiezer, who sort of makes a Pshara between Svarim and Hashem's name, but his Pshara is better than that. It's not just Hashem's name. He says anything that's written, not made to be learned from. His example is when you print Svarim and you have proofs. You print out, today everything's done on digitally, but you have a printed out proof that you're going to proofread what's going to be the cipher. So what do you do with all those proofs that they have? What do they call them today? Still call them proofs? The review that you're reviewing, you look it over. So that, he says, is the same as a Shem Hashem. In the sense, it's not a sefer. It's not made to be learned from in the regular, normal sense of the word. And therefore, he says that that's like a Shem Hashem, gram is mutter, and certainly to put it out on the side of the, by the garbage, where goyim will come and do it, which is less of a gram, at least you're doing the gram. Here you're putting it somewhere, goyim will come and throw it away. He says, is mutter, even with Hashem's name. Even with Hashem's name, provided it wasn't written to be learned. He ends that, hinani maskim lahatir, im yaskimu gedolei deirenu. He says to ask others as well, gedolei adar, to ask as well. So these are the three tshuvas. There is a fourth tshuva, which is also a Musa Deheret, and then the Tziv in the Meshav Davar. The Tziv says an incredible yisayid. He says, there's no Kedusha anywhere in the world unless a human being gives it Kedusha. There's no such thing. A carbon is not Kaddish unless a person makes it a carbon. A building is not Kaddish unless a person makes it a Beis HaKnesses. There's no Kedusha in the Bria by itself. If it were to snow in the shape of a Yud Kei Vav Kei, it wouldn't have any Kedusha. Because what?
By the snap, the Moshe Rabbeinu, when he said you're on holy ground,
you're on holy ground, but it's true. By the snare, it was the holy ground since the Rabbi Shalom came there, but it didn't remain holy ground. The Shekhinah came, and then it went away, and the ground turned back to regular desert. It didn't become the Har Sinai safety, just came down and it went away. Something that Klal Yisrael gives Kedusha, Har Sinai went back to be Eis Kaddish. The Har Abayis is Kishalos Adlavai, the place where the Beis HaMikdash stood, is Kaddish, because a person gave a Kedusha. So the Netziv says an incredible Kiddush. He says, if something is written with the Deya that it's going to be destroyed, it's not written Al Das to have a Kedusha. Limey boy, you have a coin or a dollar bill, says in God We Trust, that has no Kedusha because no human being intended it to be Kaddish. But even if it was intended to be used, but then destroyed, like newspapers that have Divrei Torah, or the proofs, his shuv is also about the proofs that have Divrei Torah, he says that there's no din Kedusha on it. And the Ikara din, you're allowed to destroy it. But Lamaisa, he says to do it through a ground. The same type of thing. And that's today the custom. There's so many newspapers, they can't all make it into Sheamus. Or the papers they put on the shul, the Divrei Torah. Everyone knows that nobody saves that permanently. It's printed to be used and then to be discarded. So it has to be discarded with Derech Kodesh. But again, we have the heter of a gram. That's the heter of the Netziv. So I mentioned your four children. Rabbi Yehuda, Avnezer, who is Theorist and Gemaris, Dachiezer, who makes the chiluk between Shem Hashem and others, and the Netziv, who has his Geshmak HaChiddush. What's the Netziv going to do with this Gemara? David HaMelech wrote a Shem on Chaspa with the intention that it be destroyed. Isn't that like a newspaper is written, is printed, with the intention that it's not going to be permanent? Netziv said it only has the Kedusha a person gave it. If a person gives Kedusha to something temporarily, that it should be used and thrown out, there's no Kedusha. What is Netziv going to do with the Shema Chaspa? What's he going to do with this Gemara? This Gemara was also written to be thrown into water and to be destroyed. David knew it's going to be the Shema is going to get erased. So here, I'm a little stuck. I must have even cried a whole night. I don't know if you can answer my question. It's not like you. But I don't know. I don't know what you're going to do with this. What is the Tziv going to do here? The Tziv says it's written to be destroyed. It has no Kedusha and you can erase. What's he going to do with the Shema Chaspa? It'll be the same terrace as the Yadayim. Even though in long distance, Sid really holds the Yadayim as mutter, but I don't know. What? But how does that answer the question? But it wasn't saved, it was destroyed in the water. Right, the mice was destroyed in the water. So maybe to do its trick, whatever it had to do, maybe it had to have a Kedusha, it had to have somehow a full Kedusha, in order to be Payal in the Mayame Satay. Could be that's the reason. At any rate, in the newspapers today, the minig is that the Divrei Torah, we put in a bag and we throw out. The Shem Hashem, we're machmir on. It happens every once in a while, the newspaper makes a blunder and prints Shem Hashem and has to make some type of recall. Especially it comes up when Rav Levi Yitzchak Berditcher's Yahrzeit, because they have always a photograph of his matzeva, and some, in my opinion, some kook put on his matzeva God's name spelled out, you know, with God's name, as if there's always someone there to read it. They put God's name on the matzeva, and they didn't say God is buried there, you know, to someone like Yishol Akim. I don't mean, you know, I don't mean the other way. But they put Yishol Akim with God's name. And it comes to Yard site, they print the picture of his matzeva, and they, you know, it happens to every one of the Yiddish newspapers, as far as I know. And they have to put out a recall. So the Meister were more machmir in the Shem Hashem, but you should know, really, the Truvis on this topic are Mekel in the Shem Hashem, just like everything else. As a matter of fact, you see in the Chiezer, he treats the Shem Hashem, if it's like a picture of a matzeva, he treats it as less. He says it's less than a sefer. It's less Kaddish than a sefer. So even though we're machmir, which is fine, but at least it's a certain amount of the chama to know that mikra din de'amakiva. Thanks again, everybody, and
Be careful on your way home.